Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Oh, man, I'm having so much fun looking at all these different prospects nowadays. The next guy that I'm going to talk about right now is going to be a guy who was somewhat going under the radar, but he has the profile to be a fantasy football star for you. I really want to dig into his profile, so stick with me here. But I'm going to talk about running back Bashaw Tuten. I apologize. Running back out of Virginia Tech. Bashaw Tuten is a running back who I think has a ton of potential. Some stats about the guy. He's 5'9", 206 pounds, and ran a 4.32 40. That is elite speed. He's dense for his height. Once again, he's 5'9", but 206. So, you know, he has some weight to him, and he has a good low center of gravity. When I start looking at the NFL and I start looking at other 5'9", 200-pound running backs that have some speed to them, I get some really good comps. I get, like, elite-level comps. We're talking about Jahmyr Gibbs at 5'9", 199. We're talking about Devon Achane at 5'9", 188. We're talking about Aaron Jones, 5'9", 208. Bashaw Tuten, for the third time, is 5'9", 206 pounds with a 4.32 40. For reference, that's pretty damn fast. So he played in a zone-based offense at Virginia Tech, so that really emphasized his ability to, you know, like, stretch defenses horizontally. He was able to hit cutback lanes. His team used him a lot in motion pre-snap for those jet sweeps and those pop passes, which really showcased his versatility and explosiveness. When I watch him on film, maybe it's because he wears number 33, but the dude reminds me a lot of Aaron Jones. He's versatile and he's fast, and he, you know, he's elusive as a runner, but he also has soft hands and he can make catches as well. So he's able to do a lot of different things with his skill set. Once again, he has a compact build, a good low center of gravity, so it does make him difficult to tackle, and the speed that he has allows him to just break those defensive angles and, you know, get long gains. Right now, the NFL is projecting him to be essentially like a day two pick, right? So they're thinking third round, maybe fourth round, early day three. But I think that his athletic profile and the production that he gave you in college is going to make him a really strong option for a team looking for like a dynamic playmaker. A team that comes to mind is the Los Angeles Chargers, who brought in Najee Harris on a one-year deal. Jim Harbaugh, or I don't want to say Jim Harbaugh, but people around the Chargers organization have made it clear that they want to add like a dynamic running back alongside of Najee Harris. So when I think of someone who's dynamic, someone who can come in and kind of be like a third down back, someone who can spell downhill running back, I'm thinking of someone like a Bashaw Tuten, right? So I see him as a running back with a lot of upside. He is going in the fourth round of fantasy drafts right now, and I'm talking about one quarterback, half PPR fantasy drafts, maybe later if you play Superflex. But the dude's going earliest, you know, into the third round in fantasy drafts or rookie fantasy drafts. So he's an incredible value. I think that his skill set and his play style is most similar to Aaron Jones, right? So imagine a short, stocky running back with elite speed who was able to go ahead and cut around the edge, get you, you know, 10, 20 yard gains on outside zone runs. Listen, if you listen to the last episode we did about Matthew Golden, I told you that he was kind of, you know, my quote-unquote my guy at wide receiver. Bashaw Tuten is another my guy for me. He has home run hidden speed. He's effective as a receiver. He's effective in zone schemes, which most of the NFL is running nowadays. And, you know, the ceiling is absolutely sky high for this dude. I think that he can become a fantasy football star. I think that he's going to excel as a spell option maybe in his first and second year, because I don't think he's going to come in and get like a workhorse type of role. But as a spell back who's, you know, coming in on third downs, who might come in on goal line possessions, he is everything you could ask for. Speed, vision, versatility. That low center of gravity makes him harder to tackle in the end zone, right? And especially if you play in like a PPR format, I think this dude is a gem. I like Bashaw Tuten. I'm going to go ahead and give him, as a draft grade, I'm going to give him a... I'm going to give him a B-. And for, like, comparison, another B-minus running back was Brian Robinson, running back for the Commanders. I want to give Bashaw maybe like a B-, maybe a B. I'm in between those two letter grades, but the reason I have him there is because I do project him to eventually be an NFL starter at some point in the future. I expect him to be someone that you guys can start in your fantasy lineups pretty regularly at some point in the future. He's projected to go day two for the NFL, so hopefully he gets that draft cap. This is a strong running back class, so we'll kind of see how that translates. The one thing I don't like about the guy is that he did have somewhat of a fumble issue. He had 9 fumbles over the last 2 seasons, which that's not great. NFL teams don't want to see you lose the ball. And I'm hoping he can get that under control, right? Because he is a dynamic playmaker, but if he's turning the ball over, he's never going to get a shot. So right now in fantasy drafts and, you know, rookie dynasty drafts, he's going 4th round, end of the 3rd. I think that's a great, great, great spot to go ahead and take a chance on a running back who could potentially be a fantasy football star. He has that upside. It's going to be a slow run. It's not going to happen year one, right? So you got to hope he goes to a situation maybe like Los Angeles where they have Najee Harris on only 1-year deal, and he can come in there, show off his skill set, maybe take the job by year 2, year 3, or at least insert himself into the equation, similar to like a Bucky Irvin, right? And outperform whatever running backs are on that roster. So I like Bashaw Tuten a lot, man. He's one of my quote unquote my guys this year. And I think that if you guys get a chance to watch this film, you're gonna see a lot of Aaron Jones.